While the Cougar athletic teams get most of the spotlight from the community, it is in the classroom where they first learn to succeed. This season, we will be featuring some of these people and programs that are making a difference in the lives of Grayson County students. This evening, we head to Clarkson Elementary School, where art teacher Ginger Crane is helping students learn important life lessons.
I think students that are creative and have a chance to be creative have a chance to inspire others and to grow in ways that maybe they wouldn't have been able to if they hadn't had that opportunity.
To help students achieve their full creative potential, Crane is creating collaborative projects with other teachers. Recently, the students worked with the librarian for an interesting project.
It was a collaboration project between the librarian, Miss Keys, and myself. She had presented me with the book, Only One You, by Linda Krantz. And when I read the book, I saw that the vision behind it was to inspire children and everybody who read it to realize that they themselves could make a difference.
Crane's section of the collaboration was to have students paint their own rock.
The little kids, of course, they just love the rocks and the rock painting, but the older kids love the idea of making the world a better place. And we talked about how we can make our classroom a better place, how we can make our home a better place, and things that we can do to make the world a better place.
Currently, the rocks the students painted are outside the main office at Clarkson Elementary. Crane says she has sprayed them with acrylic and hopes that they will be able to be preserved. After finishing the rock project, the students are moving on to another one that has a similar message.
We've been studying the artwork of Wassily Kandinsky. He has a quote that says, "Everything starts with a dot." And we've been looking at his artwork, and we've read the book, The Dot. And we've talked about how everything has a beginning. And we've discussed what would their beginning be and how they will inspire someone else and what mark they will have in the world.
One of the best parts about having students do art is the things you can learn about them from what they create.
Sometimes kids are expressing things that are going on in their lives or what they see around them. Sometimes they're simply creating to create. We always try to take pride in our work, and the kids are always proudful of what they've created.
Crane is extremely thankful for all of the support she gets from those that surround her.
What we do in here would be very difficult to do without the support of the teachers that I have, being flexible with our students whenever we're cleaning up or we're putting things together. Our kids are really proud of their artwork, so when they're lining up, sometimes it's hard for them to put it away or they want to show their teachers. For having the support of the principal, Miss Cates is wonderful. She fully supports the art program that we have.
One of the best parts of the specials programs at Clarkson is the collaboration aspect. Crane says that she has partnered with other teachers to help students get more out of field trips to places like art museums and the theater. When talking with her, she left us with a good life lesson.
We always say, if you make a mistake, keep going. There's no mistakes in art, and you can always turn it into something. Most of my students that I have from kindergarten on are very confident, and they can create and feel proud of almost anything they create.
I'm Sam Gormley, reporting for Cougars in the Classroom. The halftime show continues in just a moment.